This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'i. So, dear brothers and sisters, eternal youth is the concept of human physical immortality free of aging. In our context today, in our talk today, we don't mean by the term youth. When we use the term youth in this speech, we don't mean that specific period of time in the human lifespan, which is usually the period between childhood and the adult age, or the ages between 15 and 24 or 25, as defined by some international organizations. What we mean by youth here, or a youthful state, is that youthful state against aging, or exactly the state of eternal youth in Jannah. This is what we will be talking about today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And if we check this topic on the media, we find that there is some sort of obsession with this subject. The idea that the human body can be repaired in old age to a more youthful state has gathered some commercial interest over the past few years. We found out that we learned about many Hollywood celebrities who are trying their best to achieve this goal. They're spending large amounts of money to go through this extensive and risky cosmetic surgeries. So their ultimate goal is to appear forever young. And despite all this noise and this industry that is being developed nowadays, there are many scientists and many doctors who believe that the concept of eternal youth is just a myth in this earth. And we Muslims completely agree with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yasin said, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And he whom we grant long life, we reverse him in creation. Basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah 68 in Surah Yasin is telling us that the longer the child of Adam lives, he or she becomes weak after being strong, and he or she becomes incapable after being able and active. So this is one of the natural laws of this life. It's something that we can do nothing about it. We cannot change it. I mean, there are some remedies and some medicines that can, you know, extend your healthy years with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the concept of eternal youth in this life, it's not something that is possible. However, we have some good news. We are promised eternal youth in Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a famous hadith that was classified as Hasan by some scholars of hadith, he clearly mentioned that the people among the children of Adam who lived on earth, they were tested and they succeeded in their test and they will enter Jannah. They will be at the age of 30, between 30 to 33 years. That will be their age in Jannah. Everyone will be at that age. No one will grow older. No one will have to deal with the hardship of old age in Jannah. In another hadith that was also classified as Hasan, which is accepted, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ahlul Jannati jurdun murdun kuhlun la yafna shababuhum. وَلَا تَبْلَى ثِيَابُهُمْ. So basically he said in this hadith that the people of Jannah, or their youth, talking about the people of Jannah, he said their youth will never come to an end, and their clothes will never wear out. It doesn't mean that they will keep wearing the same clothes, but whatever they wear, their clothes will be always new. So we tell people who are spending their wealth on this anti-aging therapies and spending, you know, large amounts of money to appear younger and youthful, we tell them that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept the message of Islam, and you will be able on the Day of Judgment in the hereafter to enjoy the pleasures of eternal youth. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا من أهل الجنة. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لكل خير والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.